Europe is shivering through its third day of freezing temperatures as cold air moves down from the Arctic and dumps snow across the continent. The storm has been dubbed the Beast from the East, and it's pushed temperatures down as low as minus 30 degrees, forcing schools to close and even led to a rare snowstorm in the centre of Rome. Climate change researchers say the extremely cold weather on the continent is actually the result of a heat wave in the Arctic Circle. Dr. Kim Holloman is the International Director of the Norwegian Polar Institute, which monitors the environment in the Arctic. He's currently there in the Arctic, and he joins us from an area called Svalbard, which is an archipelago between Norway and the North Pole. Kim Holloman, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
The North Pole gets no sunlight until March. I think that's correct, but it's experiencing a heat wave. How warm are the temperatures there in the sunless Arctic right now, Kim?
Well, yesterday it was raining and plus 4. Today that temperature has actually dropped below freezing.
And raining, you've been going to this area of the Arctic, I think, for nigh on 30 years. Raining at this time of year, is that usual?
No, it's quite unusual. It is something we unfortunately see more of. So the past couple of years, we've had it several times. Before that, we never saw it.
And what else are you seeing that's unusual there?
Well, we see a landscape that is in a drastic change. The fjord, the ocean doesn't freeze anymore. It used to be a meter of ice this time of the year. The glaciers are melting by decimeters per year. The snow melts earlier in the spring. Animals and plants are changing with the temperature.
As I say, you've been going there, visiting the Arctic regularly for 30 years. Why is this happening?
It is mainly caused by human-induced change of climate, carbon dioxide, methane, that influences the entire atmosphere and gives us warm weather in the Arctic.
Can you explain, because I'm trying to wrap my head around why warmer weather in the North Pole is causing extremely cold weather across Europe in a place like Rome, for instance?
Simply put, it is continuity. If something pushes in towards the pole, something else has to move out. And we have now warm air intruding into the Arctic, and some of the cold air has to go somewhere, and it goes south. But the circulation is regulated by the jet stream, and the jet stream is folding down in new ways as climate is changing.
What do you mean that the jet stream is folding down in new ways?
Well, the jet stream steers the low pressure systems, and they are taking new pathways. And as they take new pathways, we get warm weather, warm air coming this way. And as we discussed, the cold air is pushed in other places downwards.
And Kim, go.
So paradoxically, a warming climate on the planet can yield at least cold air outbreaks during winter in some parts of the world, Korea, Japan, Europe today.
And you're saying it's colder there today in the Arctic. Does that suggest that the freezing spell across Europe is set to end?
Well, it's not a one-to-one relationship like that, but I expect it to be alleviated towards the end of the week, yes.
Temperatures in the Arctic have been as much as 20 degrees higher, I think, than regular levels for this time of year. How does this warm spell compare to previous ones? You said there had been others.
Well, there have been others earlier, but we have them more often now. That is the big change. But the wintertime temperatures here in Svalbard have gone up by 12 degrees on average for the entire winter over the past 20 years.
That's a significant amount, isn't it? NASA says the Arctic sea ice is declining at a rate of 13.2% per decade. How rapidly are you seeing it there declining around the Arctic there from there on the ground?
Well, here it has been a very dramatic change from 15 years ago, 1 meter of ice, to today, not a speck of ice to be seen in our surroundings. So it's a very dramatic change in this part of the world.
Even there in winter?
In winter, we have, in fact, more ice in the summer because the glaciers are calving a little bit. But where there used to be solid ice for as far as you could see, there is just open water now.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 23 past six. Our guest is Dr. Kim Holloman, International Director of the Norwegian Polar Institute. Some researchers are labelling this a freak event. People are talking about wacky weather. Do you think this is going to be a freak event, Kim?
Well, it is a short-term spell, a week or two. But as I said before, we have these, call them freak events, more often now.
There's an upside for some, I guess, of any change in temperature. The warmer temperatures in the Arctic nation of Greenland has triggered a boom for farmers and fishermen. They're getting longer seasons. There's more rains in some area of Scandinavia, which is good for plants, I guess. How are people, you know, regarding this change? Are people investigating or analysing where the change, that if it is from man-made climate change, is going to have upsides as well as downsides?
Well, some people discuss opportunities, fishing, as you mentioned, shipping across the Arctic from Asia to Europe. There are many opportunities discussed, but certainly here the concern is that we see more avalanches, and we lost two lives 2 years ago in a severe avalanche. There is worry, there is uneasiness, and people are quite unhappy about the changes.
Kim, you're the director of the Norwegian Polar Institute. Do you look on from that vantage point there in the Arctic as the world leaders agree in Paris to try to limit the rise in global temperatures to 2 degrees? Do you look on and say that's likely to make no difference anytime soon inside the Arctic? Do you have any hope of reversing some of the trends that you've just been explaining to us?
It will take a lot of work and a long time. And even as we speak, if we turned off emissions today by some magic, we have committed the planet to further warming for decades to come. So it will come. It must come. But it will take a long time to reverse it.
Dr. Kim Holloman, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Kim Holloman is International Director of the Norwegian Polar Institute, joining us there from a region in the Arctic. It's a region called Svalbard. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 26 past 6.